Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. April 18th, I mean, that should be like January 18th, but I think it's April 18th. I don't know, something happened here. Something happened here. We lost in time. I don't know, we're lost in space, but anyway, we sure have a lot of fast-moving time going on. Tonight's guest is a brand new host on BBS Radio, Terry Nazon, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the failed executive branch. Maybe it's all due to the stars, you know, possibly astrological problems. So anyway, Terry, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, well, just as we start off here, I understand you had your new show last night or yesterday or something, right?
Dr. Bell, my show is on Station 2 on the BBS radio network.
Yeah.
On Thursdays, 4 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. Eastern.
Wow. So that I heard you had a really exciting guest on last night.
We had a wonderful show last night. The amazing financial astrologer, Arch Crawford, came on the show, made some great predictions on the air, and he can really talk up a storm, and so it can be downloaded. Hopefully it's going to be ready to get downloaded if you want those predictions. As for the financial economic outlook of the world, it was an amazing show. He's an amazing guy, so
that's great.
It was quite exciting.
How are gold prices going to be? Are we going to get the dollar fixed once we get rid of these idiots that are running this government now or not?
You know, he's the financial astrologer. I'm more or less a chart analyst. So
Did he have any comments on that?
I think he pretty much said people should be buying gold.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. Then pretty soon there won't be any left.
Yeah, he was pretty strong on, you know, fixed currencies that were based on gold and any sort of assets that were in the earth.
Yeah, well, that's always good. Remember, gold was created on the sun. It doesn't grow in the earth like a lot of minerals like emeralds and crystals and all of that.
Uh-huh.
So once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
So anyway, how'd you get into astrology? You were just one of these little kids kicking around with in your crib, and suddenly you wanted some charts, or how did you get into it?
You know, it was an amazing experience talking to Arch last night, because he predicted the 1987 crash. I was a Shearson Lehman Brothers a stockbroker when I first got recognized with Arch Crawford and first spoke to him, in fact, way back then in 1987. Had an interest since I was 13 years old.
And you were in
the finance
studying
astrology
business
that long.
Yeah.
And so I was a stockbroker, but it was an interesting spiritual thing that he said last night. For all the financial analyzing he does with astrology, he's very spiritual and very grounded. And he said, during these difficult times that we go through financially and economically, even when there are crashes and depressions, it's a great time for the New Age movement will actually have a burst.
Yeah. Well, I think, I think it's taken off now pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and people will be more prone to learn more about using their intuitive powers and their intuition and their psychic abilities, learning about astrology and all that. So, be it whether it's based that the economy is not good, and then the arts and intuition and New Age, issues become more potent. This is what he was suggesting. It was a spurt of growth for spirituality.
Yeah, I agree. My company, Pyridyn, is, I guess you'd call it a New Age company. I started it 33 years ago, and when things slow down, it speeds up. People come over there and get all kinds of things and change their lives around.
Absolutely.
So anyway, getting into our topic here a little bit, what did you come up with the vice president and all the guys that have been indicted and thrown around, and what kind of charts did you come up with on these guys?
You know, it's an intriguing time. Of course, Dr. Bell, that we are living in changing times.
Right.
Okay. Pluto has entered the sign of Capricorn. That hasn't happened since the 1770s, when we fought for our freedom against the British.
Wow.
Okay. So, like I said, this is revolutionary times that we are living in. They are that potent. In fact, even in the 1960s, when we had a social revolution, we still had the same combination of Saturn in Virgo and Pluto in Capricorn. I mean, Pluto in Virgo and Saturn in Capricorn. So it was that same Virgo, Virgo and Capricorn thing going on even in the 60s, okay?
Yeah.
And it's intriguing to me that we find ourselves with both a black candidate for president and a female candidate for president when we fought so hard in the 60s for black civil rights and female and women's lib.
Yeah, so 40 years later, the karma comes around.
It's coming around, exactly. Now, so my predictions, I mean, and I think that they are more or less, you'll find all kinds of views where astrologers, and no two astrologers are going to agree, and I love that because it's provocative, it's thought-producing, and if it gets people thinking and making better predictions, that's all I care about.
Now, Tom, yeah.
So when I'm looking at the elections, I would say that the planets are aligning in such a way after August, with the eclipse in August, that it's almost impossible not to comment on them, okay?
Yeah.
Because we are coming into a very fast-paced, I don't think it's so doom and gloom, okay, because we've lived through recessions, we've lived through all that, and we all survived, okay? I'm not heavily involved in the stock market, so whatever it does, you know, I'm still going to go on living, you're still going to go on living. You understand?
Oh, yeah. So what do you think of it? What kind of a chart does Barack Obama have anyway?
You know what? It's going to be interesting about what I say about Barack Obama.
Okay, I want to hear this.
You want to hear
this? Yeah, him versus Hillary versus McCain. You know?
My predictions for the 2008 election, like I was building up to it, talking about in August, because that's really when the whole scenario starts to get set.
Yeah.
In August, we have a full moon eclipse and we have two new moons.
Okay.
Now, what I think is going to start to come into play after August, and it could be, you know, August.
Do we have two new moons in August?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Now, so what I feel is going to start happening is my prediction, which I've already put out there, and it's going to be the first to be heard here on your radio show, is that I feel that Barack Obama, unfortunately, is going to need to keep his zipper up.
Uh-oh.
I think he's going to have a sex scandal. I think he's going to have a scandal that's going to lessen his ability to win this election.
Okay, now that I know that his wife is known to be a little bit cranky. You know.
Okay.
I don't know what her chart is, but I mean, she's been criticized a little bit already now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and if she's not happy in her marriage, I'm sure that's making her cranky. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I feel is that his chances will be hurt by scandal, a sudden turn of events that's going to come on. I think the people in power already know, perhaps Hillary already knows, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to keep it quiet to just before the elections, okay? So it could come out anytime, you know, from about late August on. My guess is it'll come out, you know, even later than that. So I think they're going to start digging up dirt. I think it's going to get volatile. They're going to start digging up dirt on everything and everyone. And I think Barack Obama could be hurt by any sort of hints of scandal or scandal.
Yeah, he's a Leo, right?
Barack Obama is I have his chart right here.
Yeah.
And in my stack of charts. And he is a Leo.
On August 4th, I think?
He is August 4th, 1961.
Okay, because I'm August 10th, by the way. Just kidding.
Huh?
I'm August 10th.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, but we also have the South Node coming through the sign of Leo now. So
yeah.
If people hadn't cleaned up their acts over the last 2 years, they got to do it now. And his sun is squared by the planet Neptune, okay?
Wow.
So this is what...
That's a powerful square, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a powerful square. And so, you
that's,
know, like
yeah, that's
I said,
a cleanser, you know, like King Neptune's energy with the whales and everything.
Well, you know, it's a powerful creative square, but it can also lead to like thinking that you're above impunity or thinking you're above the law or.
And he's sort of, you know what, when, he, you know, I like him and everything because he's got that Leo vibe that we have, but the thing is, he does get a little cocky sometimes. And
yeah,
that was my downfall for half my life, by the way.
Sure.
You know, I screwed up a lot of deals, you know. In my younger days, I probably still do it now, but I'm more aware of it.
Sure, and we might even note that in George Bush is a Leo rising.
Oh, really? That's real interesting. What is he, a Virgo or something? What's his normal?
King Bush.
What?
King Bush.
He's the one now?
I call him King Bush.
Oh, King Bush, yeah. What sign is he?
George Bush is actually a Cancer, but his sun is weakened and it's in the 12th house.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
he's going to go through some purification then, right? With that Leo rising?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I see a lot of intrigue coming. The election date, a lot of astrologers do not like that, the way that the planets are aligned for the election date. I think just like we lived it through in the 60s, we've lived through the assassination, those of us who are old enough to remember, of course,
right.
We lived through the assassination of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, the apparent suicide of Marilyn Monroe, okay?
Yeah.
What I feel for this election coming up is I feel the stage is set again for assassination, cover-ups, and conspiracies. Okay?
You know, I know I'm not an astrologer like you, but I was working at NASA when the first Kennedy assassination happened. I was working on my own, I had my own business when the second one occurred, and the guy that got shot with him up there at the Ambassador Hotel,
mm-hmm.
I forget his name now, I'll remember it in a minute, but he was a friend of mine. He was a
oh.
Union UAW representative, I was working with him,
and
so it hit home, and you know, I got that feeling. One of the things that I saw the other day when Naraka was standing out there with a bunch of people, you know, kind of orating like Martin Luther King used to, I says, I wonder how many Secret Service are around here. That was the
yeah.
thought that came to me.
So, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Some astrologers suggest that it could even be Bush. When I look at Bush's chart, gosh,
yeah.
he's got to be real careful, especially around that election time. If there's going to be like another suicide that they make a murder, an assassination, they make look like a suicide or a, you know, or whatever.
Well, I know how those work, yeah.
So I think that he has to be very, very careful. His chart is not, you know, because he did write into the Constitution that he could take over power. Now, so if somebody wanted to take over power, because like Arch Crawford suggests, he didn't even think there were going to be elections. The charts were so bad.
Well, yeah, well, we you know, at BBS Radio here, we've actually had videos where in the election, you know, the balloting that's been going on for the nominees,
mm-hmm.
we've videoed the election boxes coming out of the different polling places, all sealed up, and then they go somewhere and they open the truck up again and the seals are broken when they go to count them.
Right.
There's
so,
no election. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not going to surprise me if there is not an attempt to steal the power of the White House, even to steal the election, and something possibly indirectly at George Bush, to either take, you know, the lavish power that he has written into our Constitution. But no matter what happens, I think that our country is going to, you know, the world is going to lose trust in our country, our democratic system, and our economy. Okay?
Oh, I agree. I think it's happening as we speak.
Yeah,
I think the election, if the election were to go according to Hoyle, I think that would be resolved. But obviously, you don't think it's going to. I don't.
Well, maybe these kind of things have to happen. Like
yeah.
Arch suggests, for us to wake up and get ourselves straight, become more spiritual, make sure this kind of thing, you know, doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Now, what about Senator McCain? What's he looking like?
You know, to be honest, it doesn't even look to me like he even has a chance.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't even. John McCain is a Virgo, and you know he's got Saturn just running straight over his Sun and his Neptune, so that just spells disappointment for me.
It is a big disappointment.
Yeah, you know, because
I'm sure
that it's very hard work to get into a campaign like this.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's a very disappointment. But again, there we have the big ego because the Sun is conjoined Neptune. But maybe you do have to have a big ego to run for president of the United States.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
But what does it look like for getting out of Iraq, regardless of who gets in? Looking at a world.
You know, I think, you know, like I said, I do feel that Hillary is going to win the election.
Okay, let's go into
that. Okay, her chart is just there, and I think, you know, say what you want about her, she does have a lot of good karma. And I would say that she will probably, I can't see anything in her chart that says that she wants this war. Okay?
Wow, yeah.
So I feel that as soon as she gets into office, I feel she will try to get make really big attempts at getting us out of the war beginning in 2009.
Yeah, that would be really good. Because I think it's just using the U.S. troops to get the oil out of there, and there's so much oil disappears, and the Bush family has bought so many super tankers to haul it back over here and pump it back in the ground in Texas to store it. It's just ridiculous what's going on
over
there.
Well, you know, I think, you know, I definitely, looking at George Bush's chart, I definitely think he was not meant to be president, and that may very well be why he's having such a bad run in the presidency over the last 4 years, okay?
Yeah.
I think definitely he has, you know, bad friends, you know, in high places.
Yeah,
and I agree.
Think
he
yeah.
is pushed by his family.
Right. Primarily his dad, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I feel. He's just pushed by his family. You know, looking at his chart, makes me even wonder, does he even want to be there? So,
yeah.
You know, I think the guy has a lot of secrets. I can't see him walking away from the White House with all the secrets that he has and all the stuff that's been done.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that that election day is going to be things are going to start getting hot and spicy right after the end of August, and things start moving very quickly. And I think one of the things that I do predict is that I do feel like there's going to be an attempt to kind of like steal the election again. And it's hard to believe that, oh, do you really think they'll do that again? Do you really think that a third time they'll do that? Yes,
yeah,
I do.
No kidding. Al Gore should have been there. You know?
It worked once. It worked maybe twice. It'll work again. Now, the way I think they're going to do it is I think they're going to, you know, create buffers to try to get us to be thinking about other things or even fearful about other things like biological warfare
right.
or, you know, attempted terrorist attacks. So I do feel that even as soon as the late August, I think there could be, you know, those terrorist attacks like in London and Tokyo.
Yeah, a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that they are going to, there is going to be this, like, backdrop of fear.
Right. Well, that's what they're, you know, these false flag operations have been going on like 9/11.
Yeah.
And we've covered a lot of the sub projects of the MKUltra and the CIA on my show. And we've studied the history over here how this is done. And now
yeah.
we're seeing it. And it took, you know, from Hitler's time till now to do this stuff. They got their chops in. Hitler made mistakes, Mussolini, Stalin, they all made mistakes. So everybody's honed in on the mistakes, and they got it dialed in pretty good now, this one-world secret government, I feel, to really, really pull out our constitutional rights and really, really scare people. But I think people at the same time are waking up to it now a little bit.
Oh, you know, that's why I say Pluto, since Pluto is in the sign of Capricorn.
Is that on
the
election day or that week or what?
Pardon me?
Does that happen on that day or is that the time or the season? When? What is that happening exactly on election day or in that week or month or what?
What?
The Pluto in Capricorn.
No, Pluto has already entered the sign of Capricorn.
Okay, it's in there now. Okay.
It goes retrograde to the last degree of Sagittarius again. Okay, and then it gets into the sign of Capricorn. Now, this is talking about big government, and again, this was when we had a huge revolution.
Yeah, I remember that. Supposedly, Count Saint Germain appeared in the Continental Congress and said, "Sign that document," because nobody would sign it.
Yeah.
And he was like a metaphysical white brotherhood kind of guy. And I think Pluto is sort of it brings out the metaphysical, mystical, doesn't it? I may be wrong on that, but it's been a while. I'm not an astrologer like you. I need to, what does Pluto actually do? I know it does something that brings out things out of the closet or something. You know, something.
Well, you know, it has a lot of layers of what it can do. In one respect, you know, it can bring scandal.
Yeah.
All right? It can bring a collective, here, look at this, you know, we can't do this anymore. In the sign of Sagittarius, you know, it was about, you know, a religion, you know.
Okay.
That's when we had all the problems with Islam and so it was more like religious problems, you know. So it will bring these big problems. In the sign of Capricorn, it's about structure.
Okay.
So that is like big government, big business, okay,
yeah.
Control, but you know, so it's. I think it's going to bring about a revolution because it did before in the 1770s.
And yeah, this
back then it was about the price of tea and taxes and
yeah.
and British oppression, okay. And so probably it's going to be about somewhat the same things this time too. It's going to be about the price of food. It's going to be about overtaxation, and it's going to be about oppression.
Yeah, it's like the cream of truth rises to the top of the cup.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
exactly.
I got it now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you have it. I know some coming out and making, you know, predictions like these, you know, can be a bit nerve-wracking sometimes. But you know what? If it gets people talking and gets people looking at the planets and even beginner astrologers, you know, also looking at this, getting their teeth into it and seeing what everybody sees and everybody making some predictions on it, I think that's all good.
Yeah. Now what do you think about Dick Cheney? Did you get a chance to look at his chart?
I looked at Dick Cheney's chart. Again, these charts of the people who are closest to the president, you know, their charts come up more or less as people who are hiding a lot of secrets, okay?
Yeah.
And who, you know, who have the potential of wrongdoing.
So in other words, all their charts, like Karl Rove, all of them.
Yes, all of their charts have
a great
potential of wrongdoing.
Wow.
Great potential. George Bush's chart speaks to me about a person who is right now like he'll do anything.
Yeah.
I don't like that when I see that in someone's chart because they will do anything.
I believe that.
But the problem there is that karma is coming back around him.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I talk about, you know, we had Saturn in Leo over the past, 2 years, okay? And now it's no joke that the South Node, which also rules karma, past life karma, is in the sign of Leo right now. So, you know, it's like Saturn coming through one way, the South Node's coming through the other way. So it's just this continuum.
Wow.
Okay, so you don't get away with stuff. You don't have to wait for another lifetime. No, in this lifetime, the karma will get you.
Yeah, I like instant karma.
It is instant karma, absolutely, absolutely. So even if, let's say, my prediction is wrong, the next prediction I would say is that it looks to me this guy, his luck is running out.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's been a horrible 8 years.
Yes.
You know, it really has. I mean, yep. I'm, you know, got my own business and do all of this and that. I've traveled a lot, and I've just seen this constant, you know, degradation of habeas corpus, martial law, all the things they've installed, this false flag on 9/11, killing 3,000 innocent people. I mean,
oh, and even what happened in New Orleans.
Huh?
Even what happened in New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly, in New Orleans, too. That used to be my favorite town to go to in the whole world.
And now look, you know, and now those people suffered.
Yeah.
So this karma, let's say, all right, nothing happens, the election goes through, Hillary wins. I would have to say, because of the South Nodes, I'm going to have to say, it looks to me like he could get indicted if he lives.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. If Clinton would have done that, he probably would have gone to jail.
Yes.
Nixon would have been executed, hung, you know,
literally. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and what is wrong with our Congress? I don't know if you've looked at any of the Congress, but they just let them get away with it. Well, they're spineless.
Well, you know, and that's an interesting, you know, thing. But when I'm looking at this chart of his, it's not really where I see a man who is leading the country.
Yeah. Well, he's not leading anything.
No, it's not. I do not see. It doesn't look to me like he's somebody who's making the decisions and leading the country.
And even going into his own family, which I normally don't go into political families, is Laura, his wife, had some interesting karma with a car wreck and some other stuff in early times, too. So, I mean, that, you know, that like follows like. I remember I studied the life of Hitler a lot, and every one of those henchmen around him, they were all thugs, like, you know, the chicken farmer, Himmler.
Right.
All those guys were basically thugs. You'd see it was Al Capone in the gang, you know, on a world level.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
You know, it should be interesting times. Is it going to be times that are tense and collectively we have an angst about them? Absolutely. But is that going to get us in a position to take control of our government again and to make sure things get done right? Probably.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I like to see the people get a little bit more.
Well, I think it's going to come up from the baby boomer generation because, you know, like I say, back then in the 60s, they were the ones out on the streets protesting, sit-ins, marches for civil rights. And so I have to say that I think it'll come like that again.
Yeah.
I think we could see that kind of situation again.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, you know.
And so I say, Paul McCartney needs to write us some new songs.
Yeah, he does. And what do you think? Now, there's an interesting topic. What about that ex of his? What do you think?
Well, you know, I've been in this business reading people's charts for 18 years.
Yeah.
All right? And, you know, when men and women are concerned, marriages are concerned, you know, it to me, there's two sides, and it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, you know, between a husband and a wife. Okay.
Yeah, I understand that, but that, you know, I don't know, what nobody really knows what the final settlement was in that, do they?
I feel, of course, she came out with at least $22 million. That's the figure that's coming to me.
Oh, okay, because I know she was going for like 100 and some, you know.
Yeah, I don't feel that she got that.
Okay.
But, you know, like I said, you know, you play, you pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You play, you pay.
That's true.
You know, so it's men and women, and that's how it goes down. Doesn't make one better than the other. Doesn't make one a rat and one a cat. Nope.
No. Not at all.
So, not at all.
So anyway, what about the situation with Iran? What do you feel about what's going to happen over there? I've had, you know, a lot of comments on that situation. You know, I've done a lot of NSA postings on BBS, and it seems like Bush has been wanting to start a war up with that country, you know, forever. I mean, that's just what I think he wants to do. I don't think it's a very wise thing, but what do you think will happen?
You know, I think, you know, with the planets the way they are, I think the United States is going to have enough problems to where, you know, whenever our economy is not very well, very good, okay, we always don't want anything to do with any other countries.
Right, but It'll take the next, you know, regime, I think, to bring, you know, to the fact the bridges are falling down and
yeah,
and the roads are, you know, junky and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it'll take them
and
a year to get that going.
And our children have less and less education, and we have no medical care.
Yeah. To me, health care, you know, I've watched the Michael Moore's presentation on Canada. Now, he took people from 9/11 who were, you know, rescue workers who were damaged, lung damage, took them down to Cuba, and the Cubans, you know, helped them and gave them, you
yeah.
know, assistance down there where we wouldn't. That's got to change. That's embarrassing.
Well, you remember when Clinton first got in office, it was Hillary who wanted to
yeah.
reform health care, and they beat her up.
They beat her up bad. And
I think now that she, you know, if she gets into office, I think she'll get back at them, and I think she'll reform health care so that at least, you know, the citizens of this country have a minimum of health care.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'd be willing to pay, you know, more taxes every year if gladly. Of course, it only goes to pay the interest on the national debt. But, I mean, if that would in some way help, I'd gladly pitch in to help, because there's so many people out there and so many children that just don't get the proper health care.
Yeah.
And, of course,
I know it's a hot issue.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that, you know, people in the medical field, especially doctors, feel like they've paid enough for their education, and they should be, you know, they should reap the benefits and all this. But, you know, all the other countries, Canada, Europe, all the European countries, they have health care.
Yeah, they do. In France, I was looking at them. In France, you know, there's one doctor they had, Michael Moorhead, and he's making about $500,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
He has a certain schedule, and he works for the government. He's very happy, and
exactly.
he can go out and invest his money in other stuff. I mean, you know, he doesn't have to just do what he's doing.
Exactly.
And that's what way, because these guys, most of these doctors don't make it unless they're plastic surgeons, and that's not going to be on a U.S., you know, that's not going to be in healthcare anyway. They usually make their money on side investments anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel that she definitely will do social reform and benefit, like health care and the children. But like I said, she does have a nice chart that shows that I think she's a tough woman.
Yeah.
But I don't think that she is a bad woman.
Yeah, no, I can agree with that. You know, what do you think about her husband, Bill? Now, how does he fit into this?
You know, I think that he probably will make a very good spouse to her while she is in the presidency.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know he's already had his chance, and I think that they are, in the very least, they are a team. But I definitely feel she wears the pants in the family. She's tougher than
him. Do you think she had a big influence in the last Clinton run for 8 years or not?
No, not really.
He was the guy.
I think he was when it was his turn, he was the president. Yes, I don't think she was running the country, not at all.
Yeah.
But I think she's gracious enough, and I want to use the word gracious, because she would be gracious enough to listen to his opinions.
Yeah.
So that's what she makes her own decisions because she's a smarty.
Yeah.
But I feel like she is gracious enough to listen to people.
Yeah, watching her and him grow up and go to college together.
Right.
And it was fascinating. I've done, studies on their bio just from my own information.
Yeah.
They were pretty fabulous, as a team growing up and all through, happened pretty much through life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's
so
good.
I think that needless to say, there is some good teamwork there.
Yeah. And I didn't really see any abusive habits such as alcoholism or drugs or anything with them. I think they were really pretty laid out, pretty straight,
Yeah.
Whereas I
think he'll be happy to be first husband.
Yeah, first husband. That would be good, huh?
I think he'll make a great first husband. I think he'll embrace the role wonderfully. And I could see him, going out to schools and really doing a lot for, socially for people.
Yeah, no, everybody loves him.
I don't think he's going to be throwing tea parties. I definitely could see him visiting schools and encouraging young people and children and definitely, speaking, and that's the type of thing I think he'll do.
Yeah, now next thing is, I was going to ask you, what about a vice president? Do you see any kind of reading on who she would choose as a vice president to run with her? Any clue at all in the charts or stars or anything?
I didn't even think about that, and what I feel is that I don't think it's going to be, I have thought it would be, I initially thought it might be Barack Obama, but now I have to say no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And
either.
I think it's going to be somebody who comes out of the Senate. I think it's going to be another senator.
Yeah, that's a good possibility.
That's what I feel. And it may be somebody who isn't in the limelight right now.
Yeah. Somebody that's quiet.
That's what I feel. Uh-huh.
Because Al Gore wasn't very high profile when he came out of nowhere.
That's what I feel. I think it's going to be somebody who's very quiet, not high profile, because you've already got these two, Hillary and Bill, high profile. I think it's going to be somebody who's not in the limelight right now.
Yeah, because I think Barack Obama being a Leo, he's not a double or triple Leo, is he, or do you know?
Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
So
he's got Mercury in Leo, Lilith in Leo, Vulcanus in Leo, the Sun in Leo, his midheaven in Leo, Uranus in Leo, and the North Node in Leo.
Wow.
And his nodes are squaring the Sun.
Wow. So he's all fire.
Well, the nodes are squaring the Sun, yes, so he is a lot of fire. And his Saturn and his Jupiter are opposing Mercury, which makes him like a big talker, too,
Yeah, so, which he is. Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big talker. The only thing I didn't like is the fact that the North and South nodes and Uranus are squaring the Sun, which led me to believe that, he is having problems with his wife. His moon is in the seventh house, and
go ahead.
Pluto in Capricorn will be opposing his Venus in his eighth house, and that's what led me to believe that there would be a scandal.
Yeah, I can see. I'm not an astrologer like you are, but I know a little about it, and I can see from what little I know. I had no idea. You spent a lot of time preparing for the show, didn't you?
I do charts for people. This is what I do.
Yeah.
So I read people's charts very well, and I can look at a chart and sum it up pretty quickly.
What about Rocco's wife now?
I did not look at her chart because she's not running.
Yeah, I know. I didn't ask you to, But I just wondered if you even knew what sign she was. I don't even know.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I didn't even look at her chart because, you know, I can look at his chart and tell you that she is a pretty tough lady.
Yeah, yeah.
She probably has a little bit of a temper.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that.
Yeah.
I think she's been told to quiet down a little bit, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Hard to say that she can hold it in.
Yeah. And what do you think about, do you think that that Reverend, what's his name, that made those comments? I was watching him, he's a character. Do you think that had any effect on his running? I don't think it did.
No, I think it's going to be something later in the year.
Yeah.
You know, possibly over the summer, but I feel like something's going to start coming out. I think it's going to get down and dirty. I think it's going to be some mudslinging. It's going to get intense and, you know, and probably every day we'll be seeing something in the news, you know?
Yeah.
But that's crazy, you know?
Well, I looked at his, you know, growing up, I did a little bio, you know, reading on him, and it's been, you know, in the different magazines and that, too. He was a good-looking guy, you know, growing up.
Oh, no doubt he's charismatic.
Yeah, and he's cute. And I'm saying now, the girls got to be, in the past, they have to probably pretty much make themselves pretty overly available to him, you know?
I would say, yes, he...
Yeah.
Definitely has his choice of the ladies.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, he's a very charismatic person, and he knows how to talk, and I think he's a very intelligent person.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, too. And what sign are you, by the way?
Capricorn.
Well, you're a powerful little Capricorn, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah, I feel the energy. I know that one thing I learned about Capricorn, what are you, in January or what?
No, sir. December.
December, what, the last part?
The 30th, yeah.
30th, yeah, yeah. You know, I found with Capricorn women that they start out, and they're not flamboyant like Leos are, but they're slow risers. It's like building a pyramid. They just don't stop, and they get better with age, and they just keep building their little empires, and they get very powerful. In the end, Capricorns are a very powerful sign. I have a lot of respect. For him. I had two children with a Capricorn. That's how I know that. And,
Both of them are successful?
Yeah, they're successful, and their mother became very successful. We separated a long time ago, and I helped her get a financial start because she'd worked with my company, and I helped
uh-huh.
her, and she's probably, you know, done very well now. She's only, you know, in her late 40s, so she's done extremely well.
And what sign is she?
She was Capricorn. She's
wonderful.
Day before Christmas, I believe, you know?
Yeah, and I was at a party with Russell Simmons' Art for Life group, a philanthropy group that supports children in disadvantaged areas for music and the arts.
Yeah.
And I met Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat.
Right.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous man, Capricorn.
Yeah, there you go.
And he said, oh, Capricorn's a great sign. And I said, yep. And he's so successful, it's unbelievable. He's just all over. He's on in all the new magazines, you know, fashion, sports. He's the top player. He's got a great outlook. Everybody loves him. So, definitely. And it's a great year for Capricorns.
Yeah, I think so. Is it a good year for Leo now? Because we got to get...
I think that the last 2 years has not been good for Leo.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
And I don't think that this year is any different. I think Leo... You know, probably in some respects, Leos can feel they got hit by a truck. I'm like, huh? You know?
Yeah.
It depends, of course, you know, where your sun sign is. Where is your sun sign?
Well, I'm August 10th in the Leo rising, I think, too. Yeah.
Okay, so you're August 10th, so that puts your, you're an 18-degree Leo sun. And, you know, you've been having Neptune opposing in the sign of Aquarius, okay,
yeah.
And Uranus in the eighth house, just looking at, you know, at the solar chart. So it can be highs and lows.
Yeah, that's kind of how it's been. Business-wise, it's been successful, but that's something we built a long time ago.
Yeah.
Emotionally,
and, you know,
it kind of comes and goes, you know.
That Neptune opposing Leo's sun can make you say, well, who can I trust? You know,
oh, yeah, I've been down that road. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So there'll be a level of trust, and the south node doesn't help any coming through the sign of Leo. It's still the same issue. I'm scared. I don't know who to trust. Are people just using me? Do just want me for my money? What do they want? And then, you know, Leos are very generous, and so being taken advantage of is another source of pain.
Yeah, I've had, I've got an ad right up on the on BBS Radio for another office manager.
Uh-huh.
The one that I've had, who bent over backwards to help this person, get him going, and then they just kind of, they get a little money, and then they just flip their nose at you. And this has been a problem that I've had, you know.
Right, and that's probably been over the last 2.5, 3 years.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it's continuing, yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel sorry for Leo, because I know what a generous sign Leos can be. They just give people anything.
I've done that. I've
that's throwing the kitchen sink. Here, you want it, take it. You need it, go, go.
I've done that all along, and I'm very honest. I used to fib around a little bit when I was younger, but I learned that didn't work when I was real young. So I went to truth right away. You know, God follows me around with a big club.
So I think Leos have to, go a little slow. Don't let anything, of course, ruin your intrinsic nature, which is very fun and optimistic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I think for the lion to be afraid of people, other people, the lion becomes a cowardly lion.
Yeah,
and that's
not good.
That's what I think Leos have to fight against, you know, not becoming so introverted because they're afraid, you know, because they've had a few bad experiences, which were just karmic experiences.
Yeah, just balance and learning, getting the wisdom thing down, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that's good to know. And so, now we got you coming on BBS Radio, so how does your chart look for BBS Radio?
You know, as much as I'm an astrologer, and I've been an astrologer, working astrologer, for, you know, almost 18 years, I do not check my chart all the time.
Yeah, well, once in a while, right?
Very rarely, because, number one, I work 365 days a year.
Right.
I write daily horoscopes, weekly horoscopes, monthly horoscopes. My website, terrynazon.com, is chocked full of content. I had a photographer go to my website, and she said, I just kept reading. Then I said to myself, I have to work.
Yeah.
So, I am one of these people, probably much like yourself, Dr. Bell, and I live in the moment.
Yeah, you got to be here now.
And I find that every day is a beautiful experience. Okay?
Yeah, I agree.
And I look for the surprises in life, and the little things, you know, the flowers blooming, you know, my cats, you know, just the little things make me happy.
Yeah, what kind of cats do you have?
You know, I'm a rescuer, so I have rescues.
Wow. You got a lot of wild kitties.
Huh?
My friend Sean Morton, he raises, I don't know if you ever heard it, he's been on my show, he goes on Art Bell a lot. He, his wife Melissa, they raised some kind of a cat from China or somewhere. It's a big fuzzy thing, and it's really nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I like cats. I have parrots now. I've been raising parrots for
a while. Since our hurricanes, we have a stray problem in Florida, so where I'm at. And so
that's where you are,
hurricanes.
In Florida.
I'm in Florida, and we had the hurricanes come through, and ever since then there's just been a tremendous amount of stray cats.
Wow.
And then,
do you do with them? I mean, how many can you handle at one time?
I have four.
Wow.
But I have a big house, so.
So a lot of kitties get around. You know.
Kitties get spoiled.
Yeah, you ruin them, in other words.
Kitties have their own room.
Yeah, and they're very magical, cats are.
I'm a cat person.
Yeah. That's odd. And now where in Florida do you live, approximately? Not exactly your home street or anything, but where?
Very close to the Everglades, let's say.
Okay.
I'm outside of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, because we're going to be down there in about 3 weeks.
Oh, are you going to be having a show?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the, it's May 5th, or that weekend around May. San Francisco is the last weekend of April, and then the following weekend in May, whatever that is, like the first part of it, like the 5th or 4th or 3rd, we're going to be at the convention center down there. You know,
oh, wonderful. I'll come.
With New Life Expo. I'll email
Expo.
You all that stuff.
Oh, get, absolutely. Email it to me.
Yeah, and the thing we were talking about with the employee, I have a person that's been taken very well care of that just kind of scoffed this show off that was supposed to be there. So I'll actually be working the booth and doing, you know, what my employees are supposed to do. I'm going to be doing, because that's what you do when, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
So I'll be working in a booth, you know, and doing lectures and stuff. But it'll be there for Saturday and Sunday, and it'll be a lot of fun. We'll be right in, like, in your backyard, you know.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. It's about 20 minutes a drive for me to get there. It's not very far at all.
Yeah, I'll send you the information.
I'd love to meet you. I'll come and help you.
Yeah, that would be nice. We'll teach you to work. Yeah, we'll get you into a nuclear receptor or something, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have you out there, make you a distributor, and, you know, we'll pay you for being there or whatever, you know. That's pretty
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. I'll do whatever I can for you.
Yeah, do you travel around a lot, or do you mostly?
I do travel. You know, basically, you know, I am, you know, dubbed the celebrity astrologer because I have a lot of celebrity account clients, but, you know, there are people, too, and I have regular clients, too. So I do get invited to a lot of VIP events as a celebrity guest. You know, it seems like I get invited to one a month. I've been to St. John's with the Louis Vuitton party. I went store openings, intermixed store openings, and I go to, I help support Russell Simmons with his Art for Life Foundation and philanthropy. And so I do a lot of philanthropy parties, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I do travel around a bit, and, you know, I'm working on something right now with the Cannes Film Festival, that I might be on one of those, you know, those big TV screens.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a couple of my record albums in there in that, you know, because I do a little music.
Okay.
Yeah, I know about Cannes real well.
They want me to be on one of those big TV screens.
Wow.
So,
are you going to be like doing readings on the screen or what?
I'd like to go to Cannes. We're like I said, we're still working out the details of it. So
yeah, well, you should go.
I would love to go.
Yeah, you got to go to that one. That's
they
the
seem
big
to
one.
Think it'd be I'd be reading producers and directors.
Yeah, you would. You would. Speaking of that, I think it was Jack Nicholson's birthday yesterday.
It was Arch Crawford's birthday yesterday too.
Wow, that's real interesting.
Isn't that interesting? And he was so gracious to come on my show on his birthday.
Wow. Did you have a little happy birthday song for him or what?
I said happy birthday. But, you know, because you're so interested in all the world events, you and he could probably talk up a storm.
Yeah, I'll have to get him on my show.
You and he could probably, yeah, I think you should get him on your show.
Yeah. Well, email me about him and then I'll email.
I will give you his email address. I think you would really, your listeners would love it, and you could get, it sounds like you and he would click up, you know?
And then, yeah, because his birthday was yesterday. That would be, let's see, April. He's Aries.
He's Aries.
Yeah. I get along really well with Aries men, being a triple Leo.
Uh-huh.
You know, the only thing is, Aries are usually on top or on the bottom, and Leos are either on their way up or on their way down. Their elevator is slower. That's what I've always, so we always have fun, you know?
Exactly. No, I think if you want to get into like a lot of the government theories and everything, Art is the guy to talk to.
Yeah, we got to talk to him. Why don't you? Because we're not much time left. But let's get your websites out there because there's three of them here. We've had you on the front of BBS Radio for 3 weeks, but some people don't look at computers much; they just listen in. So.
Yeah. So everyone can visit my website at www.terrynazon.com. There's free horoscopes, free daily horoscopes, weekly horoscopes, monthly horoscopes. I've always, throughout my career, given away the free natal chart. I will calculate free natal charts until the day I die. And I believe it's every person's right, and they should have their own natal birth chart. So I've always given them away free of charge.
That's really nice.
So you go to my website. You can get your natal birth chart. You can study astrology. You can learn astrology, and we can argue predictions.
And now we got astrologyjunkie.com.
That's one of my websites. Yeah.
What's that one now?
That's another one of my websites.
What happens there?
Nothing.
Nothing. So you don't have astrology junk there or anything, you know?
I don't have astrology junk there. No, I don't.
Okay. Now, what about lovingsoulmates.com?
That's another one of my websites, and there's nothing there either.
What happened? There's no loving soulmates left?
There's no loving soulmates there.
They're all mated now?
I have Essential Karma, Psychic in America. Sometimes, I'm sure, I don't know if you ever do it, but sometimes I just buy domains, and and then we play with them a little bit, and then I get diverted because I get too busy doing other things.
Yeah, no, yeah, well, lucky you got your name is, you know, and I have...
This year has been since about December, has been a whirlwind year for me. I have been so busy.
Yeah, well, if you're hanging out with celebrities and then we'll probably run into each other because I kind of mix around with them a little bit too. What and I'm going to give your 888 number out. To explain about that.
888-334-7785. Call me if you want a personal consultation about love, romance, work. And my logo is get names, dates, times, and places, and I deliver it.
Yeah, I believe it. Because you've been, you know, I know you're getting really popular now.
Well, I've been really popular for a long time, you know.
But
I guess, yeah, I want to say that this year probably, beginning like in last year too, I really started getting very famous, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Well, you know, I love people.
Yeah.
I love my clients, and my clients have been with me for a very long time, and I love them. When people say, do you read celebrities? But you know what? Some of these celebrities I've been reading since they were children because their mothers are my clients.
Wow.
You know? You know, so like the Schwartzmans, Tally Schwartzman has been a client of mine for a long time, and her son, Jason. I read Jason, 10 years ago?
Wow. And how accurate were your predictions? Obviously
well,
pretty
really
accurate.
I knew those kids were going, Sofia Coppola, they were all going places.
Yeah, and so you told them a long time ago, and that built confidence, and people saw those predictions. And
you know, I would predict them. Sometimes I don't always have to, you know how it is, Dr. Bell, when you're putting out some of your literature, like, believe it or not, if I make a lot of predictions, I don't want to hear them on E! Entertainment, somebody else saying them.
Yeah.
And that happened to me, and it was sad.
Really?
Yeah.
You ended up on E! Entertainment?
No, not me, but somebody else reading my celebrity predictions on E! Entertainment as if they were there.
Yeah, a little plagiarism.
A little bit.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me
a
little bit,
you know,
too.
I was getting harassed to say something about Britney Spears when, you know what, I just couldn't. As a mother, you know, and then as a writer also, because they just sometimes want you to write stuff so they could just broadcast it as if it's their, you know, idea.
Yeah, no, I understand. I've had run-ins with some producers because they wanted me to do things on shows like a long time ago on the Sci-Fi Channel. They wanted me to do some stuff, and when I saw the program, the project, I just turned away from it, you know. And you get copied a little bit, and you just got to deal with it, you know.
Yeah, it goes with the territory, you know. I don't let it get me down. I don't let it make me bitter. I like to be happy.
You won't. Well, you're down there in Florida, so you're in good shape.
Am I in good shape?
Yeah.
In Florida?
I predict you're doing fine.
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, and then I think you're going to have a lot of fun at BBS Radio.
I am excited to be on BBS Radio. I was at another radio station prior to that, and we just outgrew it.
Yeah, I've been on a few before, too, and this one's a good one. It's growing. This will keep up with you.
So I'm real happy to be here on the BBS, and my show is on Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. Pacific time. And you can catch us. We didn't get too many call-ins, though,
no,
on my last show, but we will the next time.
Well, what happens with my shows, just so you know, we this will go up on I used to have a Saturday night show.
Uh-huh.
And then I switched it to the Friday night because it was taking too much of my life because I got too many other things to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I made the Saturday night show just a canned thing that I can do anytime.
Yeah.
So what happens is I would do a big write-up on you, and I put it in my archives. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
And then what happens is I get 40,000 hits a week on my archives.
But, you know, people don't realize that it's a lot of work to put out those radio shows.
Oh, yeah. I used to do one every day, half an hour every day, five days a week.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
It took my whole life, that one did. Yeah. It took
absolutely. It does. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I have to spend one day a week, you know, working with, you know, getting someone like you on, and then getting familiar with you, and I got to keep this going, you know.
Exactly.
So it's work, but it pays off in the fact that it makes you even more famous, and it gives you a great leverage to get whoever you want, you know, on your show.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate you having me on your show, and I really enjoyed talking the politics on the show with you.
Yeah, that was good. You're good at this. We're going
to
do this again. Let's do a show sometime around election time, right after the scandal breaks. I'll remind you that what you
Well, you know, I think things are going to get hot. You know, things are going to get hot, so definitely you want to have me on then so we can see if I've been right or if I've been wrong.
Yeah, you woke me up, and I'm sure you, a lot of people that weren't listening tonight will be listening over the next week as they'll listen to every bit of this. This goes all over the world. I've got another website down in the South America where they'll pick all this up and rebroadcast it. So this will get out there. It really
wonderful.
Will. But we had a lot
I love to stir up a little controversy.
Yeah, you're good at that. All right. Well, we got to go.
Anyhow, thank you.
Yeah, anyhow, tonight we've had Terry Nazon, www.terrynazon.com. Phone number 1-888-334-7785. And this has been Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. And it's time to go have a smoothie. We are about ready to get out of here and get on the road. So we'll see you again next weekend. Thank you.